A major park in Coquitlam city center neighborhood that serves thousands of area residents is about to get another makeover, more than a decade after its last redo. This summer, city staff will reach out to the public to talk about what it would like to see in Glen Park, a 16.7-acre green space between Pipeline Road and Westwood Street. The update of Glen Park was originally part of the city's 1998 Parks, Open Space and Leisure Facilities Master Plan and, in 2011, Council oaked a park master plan to phase in improvements over the next 10 to 15 years. In 2012 and 2014, the city added a new fenced-off leash dog area, a new park pathway, a new plaza and playground along Pipeline Road and cleared the site for a picnic area. As well, several hazardous trees came down. In 2016, the city decommissioned the ball diamonds and a backstop, and irrigation went in to convert the sports field to the Great Lawn. More features were supposed to go in over the years, such as an extended park entry plaza from Pipeline, an outdoor fitness area, an expanded park pathway, a skate park and sports court along Westwood. The existing playground next to Westwood was also due to be taken out. But in his report for the council and committee meeting on Monday, June 5, Lanny Englund, Coquitlam's general manager of parks, recreation and facilities, wrote that some future amenities identified for Glen Park are now at the nearby Town Center Park. It's likely that a more diverse and inclusive mix of amenities will need to be considered to meet the needs of the community, he wrote, noting a spray park and washrooms may be on the park horizon. Other considerations for the next round of Glen Park include more event programming, accommodation for the proposed Northern Avenue neighborhood greenway, crossing through Glen Park to provide direct access from SkyTrain to Coquitlam River Park along Inlet Street, removal of hazardous trees, an arborist's report is now being prepared. Path lights, First Nations involvement, for a stronger visual and cultural presence. Englund said city staff will develop a needs assessment and concept plan with the public this summer. A report is due to come before the city's council and committee this fall with a second round of public consultation next spring. The final design will come for council and stakeholder approval in early 2025 with the Glen Park improvements due to officially open in the fall of that year, Englund wrote.